We're visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater on the area Coach's Corner. And coach, unfortunately, your football team has been sidelined since last Wednesday, and you were scheduled to open up the season this Friday night against Madison. Due to COVID quarantines, your team not able to play on Friday night. First off, you probably haven't been able to be around your players a whole lot, but for those that have been able to stick it out and avoided the quarantine, have you been pleased with the way they've handled the situation?
Yeah, I don't. You know, this is our first time dealing with this. Last year, we didn't have any of these issues, and so this year really was the first time that, you know, we've gone down this road. And last week, we only had two kids that were able to practice, and one was our kicker. And so we were out in the practice field working on field goals and things like that. And then yesterday we were able to get our number up to five. And then I'm hearing this morning that there's a few more kids that are coming back into school. You know, after 5 days of being exposed, you can do the test, and then they've just been waiting on results. And we should get everybody back Thursday. And so yesterday we've been doing some conditioning with the kids that we have there. But we're excited to get back to Thursday and get back going with some football activities. So just kind of a day-by-day situation and trying to handle it the best we can.
We're visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater on the area Coach's Corner. And let's go back to before things were shut down. 31 players out this year, 7 of them seniors. As you look at this group of players, this particular team, where do you see the strengths?
Well, I think our strength is on the defensive side of the ball with returning six starters over there and the experience that we have on that side of the ball. I think we can be really good there. You know, also having our kicker back, who was an all-league kicker, I think getting touchbacks in eight-man football and making them start on the 15-yard line and then throwing out a good, really good defense, I think we can be exceptionally well there. Offensively, I like our guys up front. We're going to start four seniors across the board up front. I think we can have a real solid running attack. And just last year, getting back in the postseason, going 7-3, I think that really fueled our offseason to try to take the next step. And we had a pretty good offseason. And I think if we can stay healthy and do the right things, that we can be pretty good come November.
Who are the players that you're going to be relying on, especially early part of the season?
Well, early on, I think Colby Middleton, our quarterback, obviously, he's a linebacker. He's going to have a lot of responsibility. Chris Hovestad's a senior. Last year, he was a first-team All-State talent on the defensive side of the ball with 10 interceptions. And then Trevor Quaney. Trevor Quaney was a unanimous All-League pick last year. Him returning, he's a 3-year starter. I think those three guys are going to have to lead the way early, and we'll put a lot on their backs. And I think they're able to, with the offseason that they've had and the leadership that they've had, I think they'll be able to carry the load, and we'll be solid with those three leading the way.
As you look at this team, what's going to be the deciding factors, maybe especially early on the season, of winning and losing?
Well, I think staying healthy is so important, just because if you get one guy injured, can hurt the team a lot. But then also, you know, right now with not being able to practice since last week, I'm worried about our live reps in practice. You know, we just haven't had a lot of live action, a lot of hitting. And so I feel I'm excited to get to Thursday to get the – but it's going to feel like we're starting all over, where everybody else has had a jamboree under their belt and everybody else is going to have a game under their belt. We're going to be it's kind of like day one all over again to try to speed that things up to get to week two. And so that's kind of what I'm excited for, but also nervous about, is just, do we have enough live action, and will we be up to game speed by our time? Because we'll definitely be, behind in practice-wise. So, but we've added some things. We've added some practices this weekend, and I think – our kids will come in with a good mindset and get after it to prepare for a game next week.
Coach Slater, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the area Coach's Corner. Hope you all get healthy and get back on the practice field, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks, Greg.
That's Burlingame Head Football Coach Jeff Slater on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Bearcat Concrete Construction on Country 101.7 FM.